I am Atiba, and if you're a business owner that's looking to generate more leads, looking to drive more traffic to your website organically, in other words, not a paid method by paying Google or Facebook, then I am here to help you. I've been doing this now for, geez, almost 15, over 15 years now, and I hope to teach you a lot of what I have learned over the last 15 years about generating traffic to websites. So, today we are going to talk about two terms that you may have heard. If you're in business and you're doing marketing, you're reading anything on marketing, you may have heard one of these two terms, and maybe they've confused you. Maybe you understand them. Maybe you've not even heard of them, or maybe you've heard of them separately and didn't realize that they were related. And those two terms today, guys, are the buyer's journey and funnel, or some people call them a sales funnel. So let's start talking about those. A funnel or a sales funnel is a term that's used in marketing communities that to define the process of taking someone that you don't know and turning them into a customer and essentially funneling them through a process. Now, there are stages to a funnel, and at the most simplistic, you will hear people talk about top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel. Top of the funnel, those are the people who you just met. They just came to your website. You don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about you. And they're at the top of the funnel. And that's where most of the people are, okay, in your funnel. That, again, thinking about a funnel design that starts really wide at the top and comes all the way down to the bottom. And the entire point is to squeeze people, push people through the funnel. Okay, so in a sales funnel, you start at the top of the funnel. And there are certain activities you do at the top of the funnel when people don't know you very well. You're doing things like building credibility, talking about who you are, et cetera, okay? And helping to define the pain points that you can help solve for them. Middle of the funnel is when you're starting to give some proof. And you're starting to give some reasons, and you're starting to tell some stories to help that customer, that potential customer, excuse me, that potential customer see themselves using your product or service. And then bottom of the funnel, that's that place where now you're trying to make a pitch to them. You're trying to sell them on your product or service and push them through the funnel, because what pops out of the funnel? A brand new customer. Okay, so at a very high level, that's a funnel, all right? And that's a sales funnel. Now, depending on the school of thought that or who you're reading or who you're listening to, the sales funnel may have multiple different stages. I gave you three of the most generic stages for your faith for your excuse me, sales funnel: top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel. Now, if you've heard of a sales funnel, or if you are using that terminology and methodology in your business right now, do me a favor and hit the comments and write, "I use sales funnels." Okay, I'm using a sales funnel, and I use these stages in my sales funnel because I've seen some sales funnels that have four stages, five stages, six stages. Doesn't really matter. Okay, the point is people start at the top and you're trying to progress them through. Now, that's a sales funnel. The other option or the other term that you may have heard is a buyer's journey. All right. And in a buyer's journey, guys, what we're attempting to do as marketers, and that's what you are. If you're a business owner, I get it. You may make a widget, you may offer a service, but at the end of the day, you are a marketer. Because if you're not marketing your business won't survive. So that's number one. We got to get that through our heads. We who call ourselves business owners, we are marketers. You have to know that. So, a term that marketers use very often is buyer's journey. Now, the buyer's journey attempts to take someone a prospect, a visitor to your website, through a journey process of discovery about themselves and their needs and about you and what you offer. And you take them through a journey process through becoming a customer and beyond. Now, a buyer's journey sounds a lot like a sales funnel, doesn't it? Because, and even to go even further, buyer's journeys have stages. And I've seen buyer's journeys that have stages that are 4 stages, 5 stages. The one that I'm going to teach you is actually 8 different stages. Well, funnels have stages and you're moving someone through. A buyer's journey has a stage and you're moving someone along. And the point here is you start with somebody you don't know and they end up as a customer. So what's the difference? Why is there a difference? What in the world are we talking about? Well, guys, very simply, here is the big difference between a sales funnel and a buyer's journey. Unfortunately, in the sales funnel world, we are very insider focused, me focused. We're focused on me, the brand. We're focused on statistics. We're focused on pushing someone down through a funnel and figuring out how to move them through that funnel. And those are the things that we are measuring. Okay. Sales funnels are very often focused on the brand, you, the business, being the winner. Okay? Whereas your buyer's journey says, what is the journey that someone needs to go on? Let's think about this process of how they are going to interact with us from their perspective. Let's put ourselves in their shoes and consider where they are. And consider, well, if I'm here and I need to move to the next stage, what do I need to know? What do I need to feel? What do I need to experience in order to move to the next stage in the buyer's journey? Okay? Because, I mean, even in the name, you hear the difference. The buyer's journey. It's about the journey that the buyer is taking themselves through, because they're taking themselves through that journey. And it's not about the sales funnel, the process that we're trying to force them through. So for many years, I used the sales funnels until I think it was either 2015 or 2016 when I started making the switch to the buyer's journey, because I started understanding, and this is what I hope that you will understand as well, that it's about the customer. It's about their feeling, it's about their journey, and we as marketers need to put ourselves in their shoes, not ours. It's not about our goals. It's not about making a sale, because guess what? If we satisfy our customer, if we find their pain points, if we become obsessed with them and understand who they are and how we can best serve them, they will automatically serve us by becoming our customers. So when we take that focus off of ourselves, which is what the buyer's journey attempts to help us do, when we take that focus off of ourselves and put the focus onto our customer and where they are in helping them achieve their goals, not ours, achieve their goals, then we create customers who become raving fans, who will tell every single person they know that needs our product and service that they need to use us. So guys, that is the buyer's journey and sales funnel that we talked about today. I'm going to wrap up right now, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this. Every Sunday, we're going to be talking about buyer's journey forever, pretty much. So if you've got questions, please feel free to ask, drop them down in the comments. Want to hear your comments. If you're using the sales funnel right now or buyer's journey, let me know which one, let me know which stages you're using, and let's talk about it. I'll see you soon.